Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes Nu Mil any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can Nu Mil still help them be at their best?
Nu Mil offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call Nu Mil Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. Nu Mil, the experts in men's sexual health.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and to enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday. It is a Newsmaker Monday. We'll be joined by Adam Laxalt at the top of the hour, a candidate for U.S. Senate, former Attorney General. We're going to talk about all kinds of things, including fentanyl that's coming across our southern borders. And now it's arriving, believe it or not, here in the state of Nevada. We're also going to talk about money. And I want to get into fundraising. And I always call it dialing for dollars, you know, and I've been with candidates who are doing an interview and then during a commercial break, they'll slip out outside the studio, get on their smartphone, and as I say, dial for dollars and ask for contributions. It's something that candidates have to be able to do. And Adam Laxalt has proven he can do that a lot. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And a 131 as we check things out on area freeways right now. There's still some right shoulder activity there on the Beltway, 215 southbound. That's past Pebble. It's actually before the eastern off-ramp there on 215 southbound. Also, heavy volumes right now on the 15 as you work your way through the resort corridor. Northbound at Sahara and southbound at Hacienda. Moderate volumes there on the Beltway, 215 west at Valley Verde, 215 eastbound at St. Rose. And you are continually bumper to bumper downtown through that construction zone, through the Spaghetti Bowl. That is on Interstate 515, both directions between Main and Eastern.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders defensive back Nate Hobbs over the weekend was cited for driving 110 miles per hour. He was not arrested, but his car was towed. This comes just 2 weeks after he was charged with a DUI. There had been a report out there that former Colts and Lions head coach Jim Caldwell had declined to interview with the Raiders and the Vikings. He put out a statement saying that that is not true, that he has great respect for both organizations, and that he did not receive an offer to interview with either team. Vegas Golden Knights hockey tonight, they play the Capitals. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
O'Reilly. This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Panera, you can say yes to both of your cravings. We call it You Pick Two. And with over 465 pairings, you'll find a meal sure to satisfy any mood. Are you feeling both fresh and fun? Pick our Fuji apple salad with a new Thai chicken soup. Or maybe you're feeling classic and bold. Pair some creamy mac and cheese with our new citrus Asian crunch salad. Pick your perfect pair and order a You Pick Two today. Panera, the familiar made fantastic.
Attention Nevada Patriots, this is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the promises we make to you every week is we tell you if you want to go watch football, if you want to go play tennis, if you want to maybe sleep in, if you want to go to church, you want to play a round of golf, you can do all that if you make me one promise, that on Monday you'll be listening to my show, Live and Local. And simply put, we'll do the dirty work. We'll listen to all the Sunday shows, we'll monitor the Sunday shows, and we'll capture some of the best audio from the Sunday shows. And all we ask is that you be listening on Monday. And that's what we're going to do right now. Because Newt Gingrich was on with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures. And this is cut two, by the way. He said that the polls really don't lie, that Biden is just tone deaf. Listen to Newt Gingrich yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures.
We see the polls. We see America rejecting the Biden agenda. And yet, what do we hear from the president? Voting bills that must happen or the elections won't be legitimate. Your thoughts?
Well, I think they've talked themselves into a dead end. The Biden, Harris, Schumer, Pelosi team, for reasons I don't understand, went out of their way to pick things they can't get done. They knew that they did not have Senator Manchin. They didn't have Senator Sinema. They knew they were going to lose the vote in the Senate. They just keep pounding on it. And by the way, these are not very popular bills. I mean, if you ask people, do they want to see more spending to have even more inflation, the answer is overwhelmingly no. If you ask people, do they want to have a bill which would block identifying voters by identity, the fact is photo IDs are acceptable to about 87% of all Americans because they want an honest election, not a rigged election. So, you know, but this goes on and on. Biden wants us to worry about the border in Ukraine. The American people are worried about the border with Mexico. And you have a gasoline problem, which is going to get worse. And so Biden is calling on Russia. At the same time he's trying to pressure Putin, he's hoping the Russians will pump more oil, which will give them more money to build their military even stronger. I mean, this stuff makes no sense if you're a normal person. But on the American left, it apparently substitutes for any kind of critical thought.
Well, that's what strikes me, Newt, because we see the poll numbers plummeting. We see Americans rejecting their agenda, and yet he's not responding to it at all. It's like he has a tin ear in terms of what's important to the American people.
Well, look, I think, you know, big government socialism doesn't work, but the people who believe in it almost as a secular religion. They can't get off of it. And so you really end up with people who are as fanatic as the revolutionaries in the French Revolution or the revolutionaries in 1917 in Moscow. And they believe. And when you show them the facts, they reject the facts because it threatens their belief system. You know, when Trafalgar came out with a poll this week that the Republicans may be ahead by 57-42, in terms of who you're going to vote for Congress, that would be a landslide that would take you back probably to 1920 to have a Republican Congress that was that strong. And it would mean probably picking up 6 or 7 seats in the Senate and between 40 and 70 seats in the House.
Wow. That would be cool. Now, another part of the Sunday shows was Martha Raddatz on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. George isn't there very often, is he? Dr. Fauci made an appearance and gave an update on the Omicron virus. Let's go to Cut 4 real quick, see if we can squeeze this in. This is Dr. Fauci yesterday on ABC.
Really encouraging news in some places, New York, Chicago, here in D.C., may have reached their peak or are just about to reach their peak. But you said there that by mid-February, most states may reach a peak. Are you still confident about that?
You know, I think as confident as you can be. You never want to be overconfident when you're dealing with this virus, Martha, because it has certainly surprised us in the past. But if you look at the patterns that we've seen in South Africa, in the UK, and in Israel, and that, as you mentioned just a moment ago, in the Northeast and New England and upper Midwest states, they've peaked and starting to come down rather sharply. There are still some states in the southern states and western states that continue to go up. But if the pattern follows the trend that we're seeing in other places, such as the Northeast, I believe that you will start to see a turnaround throughout the entire country. Since it's a large country and a great deal of variation in the degree of vaccinations that we have in one region compared to another, ultimately they're all going to go in the same direction. There may be a bit more pain and suffering with hospitalizations in those areas of the country that have not been fully vaccinated or have not gotten boosters. But we do know, and that these are the recent data that have come out from the CDC, that even with Omicron, boosting makes a major, major difference in protecting you from hospitalization and severe outcomes. So things are looking good. We don't want to get overconfident, but they all look like they're going in the right direction right now.
But then what should life look like? How do we stop going from surge to surge, from peak to peak, from variant to variant? What's the long-term strategy here?
Well, the long-term strategy, we hope, Martha, is that we will get to the point, particularly now with the turnaround of Omicron, which fundamentally looks like it is on a case-by-case basis less virulent in the sense of causing severe disease. It's by no means exempt from making people sick and putting them into the hospital, particularly those who are not vaccinated. However, what we would hope that as we get into the next weeks to month or so, we'll see throughout the entire country the level of infection get to below what I call that area of control. And there's a big bracket of control. Control means you're not eliminating it, you're not eradicating it, but it gets down to such a low level that it's essentially integrated into the general respiratory infections that we have learned to live with. I mean, we would like them not to be present, but they're there, but they don't disrupt society. They don't create a fear of severe outcomes that are broad. You will always get some severe outcomes with respiratory infections, even in a good pre-COVID era. You've always had that. We'd like it to get down to that level where it doesn't disrupt us in the sense of getting back to a degree of normality. That's the best case scenario. We've got to be prepared for the worst case scenario.
Can I tell you, after listening to Dr. Fauci, as a guy that just a couple of weeks ago was testing positive for COVID, I'm more confused than ever. Oh, it's going to get better. Well, but we got to be prepared for the worst case scenario. That's one of the problems that I have with Dr. Fauci, is he goes back and forth. It's the carrot and the stick. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here. And it just drives me nuts listening to him, because it's different every time. It's doom and gloom, or it's the best case scenario. That's the problem. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
I was watching a Golden Knights game at one of my favorite sports bars this past week. That is so much fun. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I got to admit, during the game, I thought more than once about my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. I always knew I had hearing loss, but I put it off. It wasn't until several friends urged me to get checked for hearing loss that I finally gave in. So I asked Steve to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have a hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. Now, I can even hear conversations from folks 2-3 booths away. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax bills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. NewHopeTaxDefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit NewHopeTaxDefense.com.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities. He's been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them. But I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives. But he was there beside me. And my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Adam Laxalt, former Attorney General, now a candidate for the U.S. Senate, trying to unseat Catherine Cortez Masto. He is making a big splash nationally. I just saw an article in the Washington Examiner on him, highly complimentary, from David Drucker. And interesting stuff in this column in the Washington Examiner. Give it a look-see. I promised that I would make sure that if you sleep in, if you go to church, if you play golf, if you have brunch, you can do that and know that you'll hear the best of the Sunday shows right here on Live and Local on Monday. And today being Monday is no exception. Anthony Blinken is the Secretary of State. Let's go to Cut 6 real quick. Was on with Margaret Brennan with Meet the Press, but Face the Nation. And bringing up a pretty good question that people are bringing up to the Biden administration. Why are we continually negotiating with the Russians? Why are we doing it? We're just stalling. We now have 8,500 troops that are on high alert. So why are we doing this? Why in God's name aren't we forcing the issue? And that's a question that a lot of people want to know the answer to. Margaret Brennan asked that question of Anthony Blinken yesterday on Face the Nation. Here it is.
If Russia's demands are non-starters, what exactly are you negotiating? Because Russia's creating these facts on the ground. They are setting the terms here, it seems. Are they just using you to buy time or to build a predicate for invasion?
Well, it's exactly why, even as we engage in the diplomacy, to explore whether there are ways on a reciprocal basis of building up collective security, answering some of the concerns that Russia may have, Russia answering the many concerns that we have. Even as we're doing that, we are building up defense and deterrence. We have rallied allies and partners across Europe in a very intense way over the last weeks to make very clear that there would be massive consequences for renewed Russian aggression. We provided more military assistance to Ukraine last year than in any previous year.
Right.
We've been going after agents of Russia in Ukraine seeking to destabilize the government. I just approved the transfer of U.S.-origin military technology in other countries to Ukraine. So we are proceeding on both paths at the same time. We'll be ready either way. The choice is Vladimir Putin's.
But what are you negotiating if Russia's demands are non-starters? I mean, President Biden has already said Ukraine's not going to join NATO anytime soon. Mm-hmm. You've made this offer of reciprocal military exercises. What's left to talk about?
Margaret, we started this effort at diplomacy and dialogue about 10 days ago. And in the course of that, Russia has put some ideas on the table in writing to both the United States and NATO. We've been in very close consultation with allies and partners on what they put forward. We are now sharing our own ideas as well as our own deep concerns. And we'll see if in the mix there are things that we can do, again, on a reciprocal basis, that would actually advance collective security in a way that answers some of what we're hearing, and Russia answering a lot of what they're hearing from us. And as Russia looks at that, and as it considers the massive consequences that would befall it if it pursues aggression, it will have to make a decision. It will have to put those things in the balance and decide what the best path forward is. I know what the most responsible path forward is. Whether President Putin agrees remains to be seen.
That's Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation. I'll just tell you, there are a lot of people that are really worried that we are on the brink of war with Russia in Ukraine. 8,500 troops are poised and ready to be deployed. This is according to the Pentagon. This is not media reports. This is according to the Pentagon, that there are 8,500 troops who are ready and maybe on the way to that region of the world. I pray that's not what we're headed for, because a war with Russia doesn't do anybody any good. But they've got 100,000 troops that are poised along their border. And that is not a good sign. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Understanding the many things in a mother's life affecting her pregnancy is important. You can help improve the health of all mothers and babies in Nevada by completing a pregnancy risk assessment monitoring system survey about your recent pregnancy. Also known as PRAMS, the survey is from the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The survey asks new moms about their experience before, during, and after pregnancy. Responses are confidential and used to help improve the health of mothers and babies in Nevada. If you receive a PRAMS survey, please share your story. Learn more at nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. That's nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. This message, sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The last we heard from the Pentagon, 8,500 troops are on heightened alert for possible deployment to NATO or to the Eastern European region. And we'll have a chance to visit about that and a whole lot more.